Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 1 in the game. Shores bunts towards first. Shires fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Kerr covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Watwood hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a pop-up towards third. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Bill Shores. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards first. Shires catches it and steps on first to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carol Yerkes now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Yerkes fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.